Welcome to Managing Tech Millions, the podcast for tech professionals navigating the journey from high earners to confident wealth managers. Struggling with equity compensation decisions? Are you curious about turning your portfolio into a thriving, scalable business? You're in the right place. Master your millions, own your legacy. Join us each week as we uncover strategies, share actionable insights, and help you take charge as CEO of your financial future. As your wealth grows from 1 million to 2, from 2 to 5, from 5 to 10, you outgrow your financial advisor. It happens to almost every high earner. So they assume the fix must be finding a better advisor. Makes sense, right? And so they go hunting for a unicorn, the one advisor who'll finally get it. But that search is exactly why so many high earners stay stuck. They never find the unicorn, and they stay slotted into a cookie cutter portfolio and paying 1% to be one of 100 plus clients and getting talked out of anything that doesn't fit cleanly into their advisor's business model. If this is you, the answer probably isn't a better advisor. It's a better structure for managing your wealth. The ultra wealthy have used a very specific structure for over a century. And in this video, I will show you how to build a scaled down version for yourself, the micro family office. My name is Christopher Nelson, and I want to tell you about the moment I discovered this firsthand and how it led me to build my own micro family office. After my first IPO, I watched my net worth jump from $1.5 million to $3.3 million in 5 minutes on the NASDAQ screen. So I did what you're supposed to do. I started meeting with the big wealth management firms, and every single one came back with the same pitch. Here's our moderate growth portfolio, the standard mix of stocks and bonds, rebalanced every quarter, and of course, that 1% fee, no matter how the portfolio performs, you will pay. If your goal is to be 100% passive, this might be a great path. But that wasn't my goal. So what you'll find is that if you have under $1 million in net worth, personal finance advice works. Budget, save, max out your 401k, put everything into an ETF. And if you have over $30 million, you can afford a single or multifamily office. But in between $1 and $30 million, you're in no man's land. Traditional advisors want to treat you like every other client, but your problems are different. Your opportunities are different, and your goals are different. If you're like me, you're not okay just creating a big pile of money that you run down to zero before you die. You want to build a legacy business that can be passed down to the next generation. And that playbook isn't something you'll find with a standard advisor. If this resonates with you, let me tell you where you are. You're in what I call the financial services desert. Too complex for retail financial services, too small for the traditional family office. The industry simply is not built to serve you. So what's the answer? Well, the ultra wealthy figured this out decades ago. They just don't have an investment portfolio. They run their wealth like a business. That's what a family office is, a private business structure built around a family's wealth to preserve it, grow it, and manage it across generations. This concept dates back to the 6th century, but the modern version emerged during the Industrial Revolution. John D. Rockefeller built what we'd recognize as the first true single family office back in 1882. And here's how powerful this structure is. Today, family offices globally manage over $10 trillion in wealth. That's more than every hedge fund on the earth combined, and they've been outperforming the S&P 500 over the last decade. But there's a catch. A traditional single family office requires at least $100 million in assets to justify, oftentimes more like $300 million, because of the $2 to $3 million a year it costs just to operate. A multifamily office where families share services still requires $30 to $50 million and costs hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. So that structure works beautifully if you're ultra wealthy, but everyone between $1 and $30 million gets left out. That's why I built the microfamily office. A microfamily office gives you the same strategic advantages the ultra wealthy use to manage money, but scaled to be efficient, cost effective, and actually implementable for high earners with $1 to $30 million in assets. But to build a microfamily office, you must be ready to stop being a client and start being the CEO. Let me break down how a microfamily office actually works. Instead of hiring a full-time team, you leverage fractional experts. Instead of building everything from scratch, you follow a proven framework. And instead of guessing what to do next, you operate with the same systematic approach you already use in your professional life. The operating system that runs the microfamily office is called the WealthOps framework, and it has four phases: architect, build, run, succession. First, architect. This is where you get crystal clear on strategy before you make another investment decision. You create your legacy statement, the North Star for why you're building wealth in the first place. You develop your investment thesis, the filter every single opportunity has to pass through before it earns a dollar of your capital. And you take an honest assessment of where you stand today. Most people skip this entirely. They jump straight to what should I buy without ever defining what they're building toward. That's why they end up reactive instead of strategic. And skipping this step has consequences. The Vanderbilts, once worth over $200 billion in today's dollars, have zero inherited millionaires today. The Rockefellers, with similar wealth, still manage billions across five generations. Same starting point, completely different ending. Strategy is the difference. The build phase is where strategy becomes structure. This is where you stop planning and start executing. You set up the right legal and tax foundation, what I call the two company architecture. Think of it as the vault and the engine. One entity holds and protects your assets, the other runs your operations. Together, they unlock asset protection and a layered set of tax strategies I call the deduction stack. Then you build your team. Not full-time hires, fractional specialists. A tax strategist, an estate attorney, a bookkeeper. You're the CEO, so your job is alignment and accountability, not doing the work yourself. And finally, you build your data layer. One consolidated view of every account, every entity, every investment in one place, because you can't run a business that you can't see. And third, run. This is ongoing operations. And here's the key. You're not managing this daily. You're operating it like an executive. Every quarter, you run the same cycle. You plan, you assess, you divest from what's underperforming. You invest according to your thesis. Then you monitor, operate, and learn and optimize. That's the rhythm. We call it the run cycle. Once a year, it produces a forward-looking business plan for your portfolio, clear objectives, measurable outcomes, quarter over quarter. The goal is strategic oversight, not daily management. Fourth, succession. This is the phase almost everyone forgets. And it's the one that separates families who build wealth for one generation from families who build it for every generation that follows. Succession is where you put governance in place. Who has authority? How decisions get made? It's where you prepare the next generation to actually operate the business, not just inherit it. And it's where you document your thesis so the philosophy outlasts you. But here's the truth. If you don't prepare your microfamily office for succession, you haven't built generational wealth. You've just managed your own money well. Now, these four phases run on top of seven core components. And the order matters because each tier enables the next. At the base is the foundation tier, your strategic base. It starts with vision and strategy. You as the CEO, plus your partner or family, defining why this wealth exists and how it should be managed. Then portfolio structure, the actual architecture of your assets, your allocation, your diversification strategy. The middle is the operations tier, your execution engine, but you can't build operations without the foundation first. If you don't know your vision, you can't design your protection. If you don't have the structure, you don't know what processes to run. This tier is three components. Legal and tax protection. This is your defense layer. Operational processes. The standard procedures that keep everything running without it becoming a second full-time job. And performance and data. Simple dashboards and a routine review cadence that turns information into decisions. And at the top is the leverage tier. First, team and advisors, the fractional experts you bring on per project or a small retainer. In traditional wealth management, the advisor plays CEO and you sit downstream, possibly as a bookkeeper. In a micro family office, you sit at the top as CEO and your advisors work for you. Finally, executive governance. You as CEO of your family office, running systematic reviews, not checking your accounts when you remember, but scheduled 1 hour monthly reviews of specific metrics against documented targets. You're not asking, how am I doing? You're asking, is each component doing its job and where do I need to adjust? Build the foundation first, then operations, then leverage, always in that order. That is the full micro family office model. Now you might be thinking, how is this different than just hiring an A+ financial advisor? Well, let's look at some of the main differences. Customization. A traditional wealth manager uses standardized models. You get slotted into moderate growth or aggressive growth based on a risk questionnaire. A micro family office is built entirely around your values, your risk tolerance, and your objectives. Then there's scope. Wealth managers focus on the portfolio, stocks, bonds, maybe some basic tax and retirement planning. A micro family office is holistic. Wealth, tax, estate, business structure, philanthropy, family education. It covers everything that touches your financial life. Control. With traditional advisors, you're following their firm's models and you're one of 100 of clients. With a micro family office, you're the CEO. You make the strategic calls. Your advisors work for you, not the other way around. Investments. Want to invest in private equity deal, a credit fund, something aligned with your values like renewable energy or housing? Traditional advisors often steer you away because it's outside their wheelhouse. It's more work and they don't get paid on it. A micro family office is built to evaluate those opportunities against your thesis, not whether it impacts their AUM or not. Effort. The truth is, a micro family office takes more work than handing everything to an advisor. You're involved in the strategy, you're learning, you're making decisions, but that's the point. You're building something that lasts. I tell people to expect 2 to 5 hours a week running their micro family office. So does this actually work? When I implemented this framework for myself, I went from an overly concentrated portfolio that generated zero income to a highly diversified wealth engine. I grew my portfolio from $6 million to $8 million while generating over $200,000 a year in cash flow. That cash flow now covers all of my family's essential expenses. And here's one small example of how the structure pays for itself. When I hired my certified tax planner, I paid them $10,000. They saved me $25,000 that year alone. But the real change wasn't the numbers. I left my high-paying tech executive career. I now take 4 international trips a year with my family, 2 of them service trips. I've reduced my tax burden through proper structure. I have clarity and confidence in every financial decision I make. And most importantly, I get to spend an abundance of time with my wife and 3 sons. This isn't about working harder. It's about working systematically, applying the same frameworks and disciplines you already use in your professional life to your personal life. That's the shift you're making. From money maker to money manager. Now, yes, building a micro family office takes effort, especially up front. You're creating systems, you're learning frameworks, you're making strategic decisions. But here's what you need to understand. You're already spending time on your wealth. You're checking your portfolio, you're worried about concentration risks, you're researching investments, you're meeting with advisors who aren't giving you real answers. A micro family office doesn't add work. It systematizes the work you're already doing. It turns scattered effort into focused execution. And once the systems are built, ongoing management is just a few hours a week. And most of that is strategic thinking, not administrative busy work. You're focused on the 20% of decisions that drive 80% of the results. This doesn't require you to be a financial genius. It requires you to be disciplined and willing to learn. If you can run complex projects at work, you can run a microfamily office. The goal of the microfamily office was never to add a second job. The goal is to build infrastructure that makes your wealth manageable and unmistakably yours. I hope this gave you a clear picture of what's possible. But if you want to actually build this, I would love to have you at our next live workshop. It is a 2-hour deep dive on the architect phase of your microfamily office. You'll walk away with a legacy statement, an investment thesis, and a portfolio structure tailored to your goals. At the time of recording this, we've had over 1,000 people just like you come through the workshop. Head over to wealthops.io/go or click the link below this video to register. Our next workshop is likely in just a few days. And after you sign up, check out this video on the Evergreen portfolio structure. We go deep on it in the workshop. Let's keep building.